This is KUT. One of the challenges many people who are homeless deal with is trying to stay off addictive substances. A nonprofit that helps people recover from addictions has closed its detox facility in Austin. That might make it particularly tough for people who are uninsured and for people who live on the streets to recover from addictions successfully. KUT's Joy Diaz reports.
The detox process is not pretty.
Have you ever made crawfish?
Josh Siebert has. He's not just a crawfish expert. He's a stage manager for many bands and helps organize events like Fun 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 Fest. He's also a recovering alcoholic. Siebert says his detox process was similar to making crawfish.
There's a purging process when you make crawfish where you throw them in salt water and it makes them purge everything that's inside them. You know, that's kind of the way it is. It's not pleasant.
When he describes his experience in more detail, Siebert says detox made him feel like he was going to die. Some people do die in the process.
Stopping the drug can cause seizures and all kinds of other medical complications, including death.
Angela Vickery is with Austin Recovery, the nonprofit that, as of this month, has closed its detox facility. Patients needed to be monitored 24/7 by highly trained medical staff, just as if they were in a hospital setting. Except that her nonprofit is not a hospital, and it was not being reimbursed as such. So, every patient in detox was a financial loss for Austin Recovery to the tune of about $500 per patient per day.
If we were considered a hospital versus a freestanding residential, we could get paid the same rates that a hospital would get paid. However, hospitals seem to not want to detox.
There are a couple of facilities in Austin that still provide detox treatment, but only to insured patients, and it comes at a cost. For those who are uninsured or who are indigent, the nearest facility is now in Waco. One of the groups still providing services is Austin Travis County Integral Care. It's not inpatient care, and even at that level, Ellen Richards says it's a financial burden. Richards is Integral Care's chief strategy officer. She says her group is planning a strategy to provide more care to indigent patients.
Integral Care is convening our partners to look at what services are needed and to identify opportunities to expand services in this area, including funding sources for those services.
Richards says the conversations have just started, so there's no time frame for when or if other groups will start providing detox treatment anytime soon. For those who have recovered from their addictions, like Josh Siebert, they say detox changed their life for the better. He says, quote, "It gets better every day. Not life, but my reaction to it." Joy Diaz, KUT News.